Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. One location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Thank you. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins and Locked On NFL Scouting, NFL analyst for A to Z Sports NFL, joins us this morning. Kyle, man, we got a lot to get caught up. Are you feeling better? I know you're a little under the weather last week. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, every once in a while, somebody brings something home from preschool, and it's just a matter of time before the whole house gets it, and we went through it last week a little bit, but we're feeling good. How you doing?
That is funny you said that, because Woody has had that happen. I call them the little guys bring home missiles, and my whole family got it, and they were wiped out, and it's crazy what they bring home. All right, so, hey, panic button on this cornerback thing. Is there a chance at the end of the day that Chris and Mike have gotten together with Anthony Weaver and said, listen, we're just going with a whole bunch of young guys. Let's get them ready. Or do you think they're still looking for some veterans? I know it's on the cheap because if not, I think they'd have a guy or two signed right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not pushing the panic button just yet because it's been reported in a couple of different places, and I know Barry Jackson's reported this, that the Dolphins have shown interest and been engaged with veteran corners, and really none of those guys have signed. So until the market starts to get a little bit more narrow, or when training camp opens and nobody is signed, I think those are probably the points in which my alarm bells would start going off to say, oh, okay, like we might be serious here about this, rolling with these young guys and calling it a day. So yeah. I'm not panicking just yet, because they have postured behind the scenes with an intent to add a veteran name, and Rasul Douglas was in on a visit, and he hasn't made a decision yet, and there's a couple other guys that I would like as options for Miami. So I'm being patient. I know they're obviously being patient, and I think kind of the quiet part of this is they've got two roster spots that are eventually going to open when they move Jalen Ramsey, and then when they process Teron Armstead's retirement, they'll get another roster spot out of that.
Which, yeah.
So maybe especially because none of these guys are signing, they're not in a rush to do it because they'd have to cut somebody to open a spot when they know they're going to get spots here in June.
It sounds to me like Rasul Douglas is still looking to get paid like a frontline cornerback. That's how I'm reading into his deal. Like, hey, I can still play and want to get paid that way. I don't know about Stephon Gilmore, who played a lot of football last year. And then also the Asante Samuel waiting to get the green light off an injury, which I guess is going to happen in July. He's the youngest of the group. Any of those guys you like more than the others for you?
I'd be pretty leery about Asante just because there's been some shoulder stuff and now there's a neck procedure. So I know he's the young one that, you know, maybe you could get a long-term answer with if he hits. But we're trying to gravitate away towards guys that have the durability stuff, or at least I would hope that would be something that they take a little bit more seriously after how the injuries have derailed the last couple of seasons. I would also add the name Jack Jones, who has had his fair share of off-the-field mishaps, including going back to when he was first drafted in New England, but he's a talented guy that's out there as well. Yeah. So the three names that you mentioned in Jack Jones, Mike Hilton as a guy who, if you feel comfortable with Kate or Kohu playing outside, I think could really amplify being a nickel player for you as well. So I've got about a half dozen names that you told me they signed any of them. I feel pretty good about what they could potentially bring to the room.
Yeah. You know, I just kind of look at the roster, going through everything here and the depth chart of what you have on the roster right now. The frontline guys on that offense at skill positions are still a pretty good group, from Tyreek Hill to Akine to Jalen Waddle to Jonnu Smith, Alec Ingold, Tua, and Achan. As you look, you've had a chance to look at the schedule now and stuff. I saw Chris Perkins had mediocrity in 2025 and 2026 rebuild with a 9-8 record. What do you see potentially with what they have, especially on the offensive side of the ball?
I think they're obviously placing a number of bets with things to go right. I like kind of the central theme of what they went after with offensive players. When you consider what they got in James Daniels and Saba Anaya on the offensive line, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine at wide receiver, and Pharaoh Brown at tight end, and Ali. The central theme is they got a lot more physical guys to be the ancillary and complementary players around what your premium position players are. So I think the whole thing's going to go as Tua Tagovailoa's health allows you to do, and he has to make the decisions that's going to put him in the best position to stay on the field like he showed in 2023. I'll be interested to see if he ends up putting the weight back on that he played with in 23 and then got leaner in 24. I think those are some of the storylines as we get to camp and we kind of figure out where he's at, kind of set my expectations accordingly. But I like the general theme of, hey, we still want to stay true to our core principles, but the players that are the complementary players within our depth chart need to be more physical to have a little bit more punch so that we can have a counter pitch every once in a while. And I think they achieved that. So if a lot of things go right, I could see them being competitive for a playoff spot and maybe making the playoffs this year. I don't have the expectation I've had the last couple of years, that's for sure. But they've got their bets and they've got things that have to break their way for that to happen.
I think we all expect Kenneth Grant to come in and start as a first pick on this team to be there right next to Sealer to start the season. But I want to ask you, I kind of have Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips kind of replacing Calais and Deshaun Hand in that kind of rotation. Do you agree with that could happen?
Yeah, I think that should certainly be within the realm of possibility. I'd be surprised if it doesn't. And, I think there's interchangeability with those guys as far as who's playing over the center, who's playing over the guard, who's playing three technique, who's if you're going to go odd front, so you're going to push them out and play on the inside shoulder of the offensive tackle. That's the thing about those guys is I think both of those guys can do a lot of that in addition to having kind of the short area quickness. Now, it's not dominant pass rusher short area quickness, but you watch these guys from a run reps perspective and when they want to penetrate, and they're really capable of doing it. So I think you can have a little bit more interchangeability where, Deshaun was kind of a specialist in one hand, and Calais had flexibility, but it was end versus three-tech flexibility as compared to playing all up and down the inside of the front.
I really like the thought. I've spent so much time talking with my buddies about this whole friggin' roster like you have, but I like the thought of two draft picks on the defensive line. I mean, we don't have it a lot where two guys could play, one guy starts, and both probably get a lot of snaps. I just think this team desperately needs a lot of draft picks to play, and I'm not changing no matter what you want to call it. I'd like to see a lot of these guys get some playing time during the year. You think it could happen?
Yeah, I do think it could happen, and I think that kind of goes back to when you rewind back to how everybody felt before the draft, and everybody kind of had these apprehensions about the roster and defensive tackle, and, they haven't signed anybody, but that was part of – you know, the appeal of playing free agency that way is you let the board come to you, you figure out where your young guys are at, and then you put those guys in a position to be able to play and play meaningful snaps if you feel they're capable of doing it, which I think with the guys that they walked away from with those first couple picks, they should feel that way. So I agree with you wholeheartedly where, you know, I would have hate to have signed some veteran defensive tackle at the beginning portions of April for $7 million a year and then still draft these guys and then feel obligated to pay the defensive tackle you're paying $7 million a year for.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I got to ask you about the safety position. We haven't talked much about it. They went out and got two veteran free agents that have played very little as starters, because one because of injury and the other has been kind of the third safety with the Jets. And then they got some guys on the team that were here. If you were to look when in September rolls, right, are those jobs open to you? Or as you look at it right now, you look at the two veterans that they signed through free agency, probably get those jobs.
I would expect they get them to start the year, but that's one of those ones where between Trader, who they drafted in the fifth round and obviously like, and you hear him talk and you understand why they like him so much, because he's got a very very sharp acumen about him, and he carries himself like what you would hope a professional would. I think he's got great maturity for a player that hasn't played a down yet. And then Patrick McMorris flashed for you too last year in the preseason and had an IR stint and then came back and played some special teams reps. And you know, I went back and watched Pat's tape at Cal from 23 after the draft was over, just to kind of refresh and brush up on what he had on tape at Cal. And neither one of those guys is, you know, 4-3 guys, but they're both really reliable tacklers who, in a split safety environment, I think can provide you with a sufficient floor and coverage playing deep over the top. But then, you know, from a run support and tackling in space perspective, I think both of those guys have some pretty good appeal. So I wouldn't be surprised if you get into this season a little bit and that competition heats up and maybe one of those guys pushes for reps. And I'd love to see them play more three safety than what they did last year as well. I think that can really help them with some of the matchup opportunities that other teams might try to play them with.
All right, I got to ask you this question. I've been trying to stay away from this, but I did. I saw you flirted with this topic just reading some of your stuff. The two deep, and Mike's been very open about we got to figure a way to beat this, and the way they're playing is deeper, wider, tighter, whatever they're doing that's stopping you from doing what you did the first 2 years that you couldn't do last year, that dropped way off from all those big splash plays you had 2 years before. What do you think's the biggest thing? I've heard people, it's the offensive line. It has nothing to do with the secondary, Joe. You know the O-line didn't give them time. As you look at it, and it's got to be, hey, they brought in some more coaches. And they got a lot of guys with coordinator, that's on their on their locker now. I'm just wondering, how do they beat that? What's the biggest thing for them to figure out how to attack either the outside of two deep, the inside of two deep, over the top of two deep, underneath the two deep? Tell me what you see.
I think there's a lot of layers to that question, and I think there's probably a little bit of truth to a lot of the things that can get referenced as possible causes, whether it is the offensive line and the protection and the trust in the time, and I reflect back on how often the Dolphins kind of invoked that swing route and the variations of the swing route where they'd actually release another eligible just to serve as a lead blocker for a throw in the flat. And you're eating two eligibles for something like that. And, that's not very conducive to spacing the field when teams play you with a lot of depth. So it almost felt to me like you kind of lean too far into, they're going to play us way off. Let's put a blocker out in front of us, a swing out of the backfield or a swing with a motion, with an orbit motion, and try to get a playmaker the ball in space with a blocker and defenders having a lot of distance to rally. So I think some reps and plays like those from last year that were really prominent on the tape once he kind of got into the flow of the season, I don't think it was a very – personally, didn't feel it was a great, efficient use of your five eligibles, and that allowed you to space the three eligibles that got down the field with less guys, and then guys can kind of cheat up when they see that underneath concept developing, and then it falls back on some of the players to make plays with the ball in their hands.
Yeah, I
didn't feel like the guys did as good of a job doing that this year as they did in 23 and 22. So I think you can look at the guys making plays with the ball in their hands. I think you can look at some of the concepts and designs. I think you can look at them calling those concepts and designs because they didn't really trust the offensive line to hold up from a protection standpoint. And I think all that plays into it, which is why I think you kind of saw a lot of the ancillary players that they attacked this offseason for the offense were guys that bring something, a significant trend across all of them to try to change the tonality of the depth of the 2D.
Yeah. I've heard the two deep, those two safeties are too deep. We got to get them back in the game. They don't respect our running game. They don't think they have to. So I was like, wow, I've heard just about everything. I just like to see those. It's really important to get those guys back involved on the outside and more of those big plays. Anyway, hey, man, I can't thank you enough, bud, and congratulations on A to Z Sports NFL. Great stuff, man.
I'm excited and glad I can. They're going to allow me to continue to stay with the same focus that I've kept with the Dolphins and the coverage there, and just kind of expand with a new opportunity. But I'll full steam ahead as far as getting ready for the 25 season here in South Florida.
Kyle, thank you. Really appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
Yo.
All right, Kyle Krabs joining us. Talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins as we still got months left. There's no reason to go crazy. There, he's right. He's always he always sits back. He's level-headed. Doesn't go, hey, where's all those cornerbacks? They're out. Where are they? Where's that veteran? Patience, Joe. Patience. Patience, my man. Hey, I got to tell you, I got to have no patience when it comes to Atlantic Men's Clinic because it works so fast. Hey, man, I just want to tell you, I had such great results at Atlantic Men's Clinic with ED and low T. I do want to tell everybody about it. I am talking energy level shot. I mean, really bad. Tired all the time. Not only that, wasn't sleeping great, moody, always getting up tired and just kind of dragged through the day, drinking more coffee than any one man should drink. My sex drive was gone with it. I'm not proud of that, but I got to tell you, that'll mess with you. That'll really mess with you when it's hit and miss for a while and then it's just miss. That's a tough one. And I want to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic helped me knock out low T and ED. They did it the right way. I met with their professionals. I got the T, the PSA test. I got everything done. They put me on a program that was safe, that was effective to get great results. And they policed the whole thing, which even gives you more confidence. Man, I got to tell you, they were wonderful. So professional. First class at Atlantic Men's Clinic. I know you're going to have great results. Matter of fact, we got six locations in South Florida. Hollywood's one's coming any day now. Call them today, 877-455-7300. If you're going through it right now, set up the first appointment. It's the most important appointment, and it's going to give you great results when you go down there. You decide what you want to do, but get the test done and get started. And again, I promise you great results, and it will happen fast at AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Bye.